hang up and try again.
Okay, still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now what was it you needed to know?
Your name and your address.
Okay, Bob Jenkins.
Can you spell the last name for me?
J-E-N-K-I-N-S.
And you said G-E-N-K-I-N-S?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And, your exact address for delivery?
8175 3267. Or, no, 62. Sorry.
Oh, and that's your address or the zip code?
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to repeat that one more time because it didn't fit all the way in that section, so.
Oh, okay. 8415 3462.
Okay, and the street name?
Ferdinand.
Well, that for me, I can barely understand you. That's why I'm gonna have you just spell it out.
Okay, Ferdinand.
Okay, and is that a house or an apartment?
Yeah.
Okay, and the zip code there?
Is, 7283.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, there should be one more number for the zip code.
Oh, yeah, 0, at the beginning. Sorry, I forget to put that sometimes.
I hear you. Alrighty, I'm gonna do a quick address check really fast. And you said 07283?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's not popping up in the address check area. Is there another zip code for your area, or, because the zip code could be wrong if it's not coming up.
Well, sometimes they put an 083 at the beginning. So I wonder if it's, you know, one of those.
So 083.
Yeah, so, because you know how sometimes they'll ask for the 3-digit zip code before the regular zip code?
Yeah. Well, because the only way I can do the address check is by the correct zip code, so that way I can get the routing number for the last 4 digits of their zip code for your address. And there's, like, it's nothing coming up, so I know that the zip code is incorrect.
Okay, so we got 083,
mm-hmm.
And then 0172.
Yeah, that's not it either.
0172 didn't come up?
Mm-hmm. 083, or is it just supposed to be 0172?
083 is the preliminary zip code.
Mm-hmm.
Try putting a 0 at the end of the 0172.
Okay.
I wonder if that might help.
This is your intermission music while he looks for my bogus zip code.
Anything, it's just blank.
Okay, it should be coming out as Valdi, Utah.
It's not.
Huh. That's kind of weird. Let me see here. I've got my computer in front of me, so let me just see.
Take your time. We're in no rush.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, I don't know, this is weird, because Google is showing it as 01720.
Oh, okay.
So I guess the 0
01720?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see if that pops up. Okay. Alrighty, so something did pop up this time.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, it should be Valdi, Utah.
Okay, so I'm going to just do a quick address check. I just got to look for your street address and things like that.
Okay.
And your street name again?
Ferdinand.
Ferdinand?
F-E-R-D-I-N-A-N-D.
F-E-R-N?
No, sorry. F-E-R-D-I-N-A-N-D. Ferdinand.
Okay. Well, that's not popping up either.
Which one? Ferdinand isn't?
No. Oh, no, I'm still looking.
Okay.
Nope, it stops at Fernwood, and then it goes up to another thing. However, what I'm just going to do is I'm just going to transfer you back to the supervisor. They have a bigger address check thing in the back where they're
okay.
At. Do you prefer the Salt Lake Tribune or Deseret News?
Probably Tribune.
Okay. Alright, I'm just typing a little something in the address in the comment section so that way they know what they're doing back there really fast, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty, so what I'm going to do is just transfer you back to the supervisor.
Okay.
And double check the information to make sure everything is correct.
Sure.
That way we can provide you with the best delivery services possible. I do have you down for all 7 days of the Salt Lake Tribune at a discounted rate of 30 cents a day, $2.08 a week, and that includes the Big Sunday newspaper.
Okay.
Alrighty, so if you could please hold, I'm transferring you now.
Thank you.
Thank you for your new subscription. Enjoy the holidays.
Okay, you too.
Hi, this is Renee. I want to thank you for your order. I just want to verify the information. Make sure everything is correct, okay?
Sure.
Is this Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
I have your address is 841-534 Ferdinand Street. Is that right?
Yeah, wait, you said
841-534.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Okay. And that's in Acton 01270. Is that your right zip code?
Well, it's in Valdi. Valdi.
What's your zip code?
81720.
81720?
Yeah. It's in Valdi, Utah.
Okay. Let me double check my list, and I just want to double check and see if it's deliverable.
Okay.
Okay, so your zip code is 81720.
Right.
Okay, bear with me for a second here. Have you ever gotten the paper before?
No. We've purchased it from the store before, but we've never had it delivered.
Okay. How far are you outside of Salt Lake? Are you more than 5 miles?
Oh yeah, it's closer to St. George than Salt Lake.
Closer to St. George?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're not on my non-deliverable list, so I mean we can start you on service. Do you get your mail at this address, or do you have a P.O. box?
Yeah, we get it at that address.
You do? Okay. So your address is 841-534 Ferdinand. You spell that F-E-R-D-I-N-A-N-D?
Right.
Street. And that's, what city did you say you were in again?
What? Say that again.
What city did you say you were in?
Valdi.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Valdi.
Valdi. Is it V-A-L-D-E?
V-A-L-D-I.
D-I.
Yeah.
All right. And the zip code out there is 81720?
Right.
Alrighty, and are you a current subscriber to the Salt Lake Tribune?
No.
Okay, so then it's 12 weeks for $25 at $2.08 a week. And what is your email address?
It's Bob Jenkins.
Uh-huh.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Are you going to place your $25 on a debit card, credit card, or a check over the phone?
I probably better talk to my wife, see which way she wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Before I decide.
Before you decide?
Right. Cause I'm at work right now, so she's not here with me. But if you were to call me at home, I could get with her and
verify. Well, I can send you out a statement on that if it would be easier for you.
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay. Do you get your mail at this address?
Yeah.
Okay, then we'll get your statement out to you in the next 3 to 5 business days. Start your delivery for you in the next 3 to 5 business days, and you want the Salt Lake Tribune, is that right?
Right.
All right, you have a good day, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.